Now let us start Semenchinyu 13. These are Mavashel Bishabis. A Mavashel Bishabis, a person cooked in Shabbos. Oi, Shosa Achas Mishamalochis. Oh, he did one of the other Lamites Malochis. He did this in Shabbos. Bemezit, and he did this Bemezit. He knew it Shabbos, and therefore he came, he did it. Also, so Chazal canceled him. Also, loy, loy long. So Chazal said he is not permitted, so Pasha was speaking about a machel, he's not permitted to derive benefit from this machel, to eat this machel. Chazal canceled. I saw thinking the very schools is someone else, Shem Shemayim. We're talking about a yid who was Machalo Shabbos Bemezid. He was Bemezid, he cooked. So fine. So we're going to cancel him. What are we going to cancel him? You're not allowed to eat it. Shem Shemayim. From the Israel chorus of Vishal Bishabbos, that somehow that didn't bother him. So what can we accomplish? We're gonna, you're not allowed to eat it. Oh, now to eat it? Oh, so I won't do it. The shaila is, so I think he brings down the teretz. There's different things. There's macholas asuris, he brings a gemara in Yume. The gemara in Yume says, amoyer dekezach, that, and shvichas domim, they weren't in Israel. But taras ha-kelim, they were very much, that the kelim shouldn't become tummy, they were very much. And there are certain things by a person which has a choymer, even though it's not a skalton. But the gemara says, in shvichas domim, it wasn't such a big issue by them, but taras kelim, that the kelim should become tummy, that was, so it could be by Macholas Asuris, he told me not to eat it. It's not allowed to eat it. He eats kashrus. But to eat something crave, we'll see. It's awesome to eat. So it could be they did accomplish something with this. Also, loy loylom. So if he was amazed, so he's not allowed to eat it, period. Vilachelim into others, it's also in Shabbos, and mutter l'meitzoy Shabbos miyad. That means there's no shir of b'chidei sheyasu. By Meleches Akum, we'll see this as a shir of b'chidei sheyasu, that he's not allowed to derive benefit from the meloche till the time will elapse that it will take to cook. That was what was cooked in Shabbos. That means if a roast was cooked in Shabbos and it took 2 hours to cook, so one is not permitted to eat this roast till 2 hours after Shabbos. This is by a goy. If a goy cooked it for him, he's not allowed to eat it till 2 hours after Shabbos. But if a yid cooks it, so the acherim are permitted to eat it right away. L'acherim mutal meitzoy Shabbos miyat. So this is b'mezid. So b'mezid we have in Shabbos, it's also for everyone. Meitzoy Shabbos for the mamashal, it's also lo'ilam, and for acherim it's mutal miyat. What if it was a shaygig? So then everyone is not permitted to derive benefit in Shabbos. But Meitzoi Shabbos, he himself is also permitted to derive benefit from it. There it says, if he told the guy to cook something for him, so then he'll have to wait till the time will elapse that it takes to that this thing should have been cooked, then they'll be permitted to eat it. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. HaMavashel. So we're talking about HaMavashel, which is one of the Lamites Melachis. So he says, the Melach HaMavashel is inclusive. Echad HaMavashel as HaMachol. Someone cooks a machol. בזדין בישומי מחולים. אוי אס הסממונים, or he took dyes, and he cooked it, he made a dye, then it's in the Mishal, in the Mishkan was Mishal Samamonim, that was the cooking over there. The Sia Samishkan, they cooked the Samamonim, they made dyes. So even though this is not a food, but this Mishal process creates a dye. Oy Amahamim Esamayim, or a person heated up water, he cooked water, right, Salayma. So what is the Chiddush water? After Mayim Roy Lishtia Boloy Bishul, so the Bishul did not accomplish to make it edible or drinkable, or was drinkable before, but Al Kaponet Ruhu Adin Cholov, or someone cooked milk, Mikomokim Chayiv, even the Mishtabeya Al Yedei HaBishul. Since it became better through the bishul improved the water. So memela, so therefore it is a chiyuv mevashel. I think the Egli Tal says, so the improvement, when I cook water, the improvement is that it's hot water. That's the improvement. Before it was cold water, now it's hot water. So the Egli Tal says, but what happens if it gets cold again? So then we will say, yes, bishul achabishul minatayra, because here, a normal bishul, let's say if I cooked a roast, so I cooked a piece of meat, so before it was, or now it's cooked, so it's cooked already, so you cook it again. You're not being mashbiach in the meat by cooking it. It's cooked already. So mamele, then there's a small to say, ein bishul acha bishul, because you're not accomplishing anything. But the whole accomplishment of amarhamim esamayim, the whole accomplishment is, forget, now you have hot water. You have chamim, that's the chesimis. So that is called, you mashbiach in the water. Now you have hot water, which is a shvach. But I think that Egli Tal says, but if it will get cold again, so then you'll make it hot again, so there'll be a mishul deraisa. Not by water, by other things.
By liquid.
Other liquids, not by water. It could be by a soup or something else. So then the shvach was, I have a soup. So that was the shvach. I cooked meat and water. But the shvach is something else. The shvach is that you have the super. But here the whole shvach is the chimum. Or someone baked bread. So all these cases, even though we're speaking about different oifanim or different dvorim that become cooked, a few minim bishul, a few bepas, a bishul bisharin vorem. So this is the rice in the kechim of bishul. Hamatir echod midine matris kolshu. A person will melt a metal, even if there is no shira of a groigris, a full of kolshu. Oy amachamim as a matris, or person will heat up matris, ad shetei osa gacheles, till it will become glowing, it will be glowing, the piece of metal, areize tubeis mevashel, and where's the mevashel over here? Sherei bechimumoy humerachechoy. That until it becomes a glowing piece of metal, in the meantime, in this process of making it glow, in the meantime, he softens the metal, and now it's pliable. Sheyroi lesaknei melaseis memenu kelei. Vareyu merape dover akoshe. So that is the one of the characteristics of Michel that he's softening something which is hard. He softened the metal. So he softened the metal, so Mamele, he's chayev alps mavasho. Now there's a very interesting machlokes between the Chazon Ish and another achronim, the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Moshe, the Rebbe Eliashiv, Achilikam, the Chiddush Shmuel Wozner, Achilikam, the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But this is a Chazon Ish. It means a Lithian also. Now, we just learned that if, let's say, one is softened metal, he made it soft, now it's pliable. So that is a deraisa. That is a malacha deraisa of mevasho. What if a person did not soften the metal? He made it yafse ledes. Now, yafse ledes is a step closer to softening it. It's not softened yet. You need perhaps a bigger flame. I'll compone them. I heated up the metal and I made it yadse ledes. So the Chazon Ish says, so this is equivalent to a chatzi shir. That means the shir chiyuv is, you soften the metal. That's a shir chiyuv. When I heated up the metal, it's still not pliable, and it's in there, but it's yatse ledes. So the Chazon Ish compares this to a chotzi shir. It's a chotzi shir in Eichus. That means the accomplishment of what Bishul should accomplish. A merata sakoshe. It's not merata sakoshe, but it's a step closer to Merata Sakosha, so the Chazon Ish tells us to the Chatzi Shir. And others say that it's not similar. Now, this is Moiradik Negeya. How is it Negeya? If a person is allowed to put in Shabbos a blech on the flame, he's putting the blech, or to put on an empty pot and to put over it another pot. So here I'm heating up the pot. The pot will become Yatse Ledes. Is this permissible? Yes or no? The Chazon Ish hold it's also, and others hold it's mutter. So that's in Mechamem es HaMatris. Now,
this is, I think,
Chashishir is also, yeah?
What are we cooking? Halfway.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about it a little later. That this could be more. Machum and Rosoi is also in that Torah. Yes. The shall be allowed to. Yeah, the blech is going to get out. That's right. That's right. V'chein amemase, now we said the characteristic of Bishul is it softens something. Soften the metal. V'chein amemase es adoinad. Shava, you have wax and you melt the wax. Oh yes, a chelev, you have fat and you melt it. Oh yes, a zephes, v'kaifer, that's pitch, v'gofche, sulfur, v'chietzimem. And he's a tildes mevashel b'chayit. V'chein ha-mevashel klei adomo ad sheyeyosu cheres. Now, I took an earthen keli, and when I took it, it was earthen mamish, it was before the process of, it became a kli cheres. Ad sheyasu cheres, and I put it into an oven, and it eventually becomes a cheres. Chayiv mishum mevasho. So we'll see. There's a mashmois from the Gemara, and it seems the Mishnah Berurah learns like this. It's chilukei days, but let us just learn the Mishnah Berurah. There's a mashmois from the Gemara that when I take an earthen keli and put it into an oven and it gets hard, that when it becomes eventually hard, that is not mevashel. The Kunde of my vassal is I soften something. So the Gemara says, you're chayiv. And my vassal, if you put in an earthen keli, why? So he says, the koidim shemishchazek ha-keli, before the keli will get hard, v'nitra v'hakivshon v'nasa cheres keroi misbashul bo titshel ha-keli. That means you have here a type of a clay, and putting this, so the first process, till it gets hard, it softens up, the teeth softens up and the lachluchis goes out. So in that process, till it becomes hard, yechayim also mamashal. B'chayim, similarly, anoisin chatichas eitz betano kadesi shabbos. I take a piece of wood, and the wood has lachluchis in it, has a wetness in it. Now, I want it to dry up. V'yodua, the same thing. Later, the wood is going to get hard. It's going to get dry and hard. And it seems that is not meleches mevashel. But v'yodua shemitchilo hu misrape. The beginning is it gets softish. V'yoytze mimenu halachluchis. And the moisture leaves the wood. Chai mishu mevashel. Klolei shel dova, bein sheripo guf kosher beish, if he softened something, oi shehiksha guf rach, so here the Sharetzin says, hiksha guf rach, that he made it hard, but in the beginning he made it soft. So everything, the meloche is of bishul, I soften it, that's somehow the meloche. Chayu mishem abasho. Valkei, listen to Rambam. Yesh li zoyl moit, shloil niach eitzim lachim alatano, liyav sham acha shki yisachamo. So my mail was after the shki, and I have some bread, and I have some wood, and I want to put this on the furnace, on the oven, that they should dry up after the shki. Do who, shash, and he rice it. Since chashash derais, I think it means chashash derais, because after the shki is something main as moshe, so something came, so I put it right after the shki. I wanted to dry up the wood and going to have the tanner going for another 5 hours. So it puts on the wood after the shki, so chashash derais, because after the shki is something main as moshe. Fine. He niach bosar al gabi gecholim. He put some meat on coals, and here we're not cooking, we're roasting. Im nitzlo tliya gemure, kishia groigres. He roasted meat. Here the shir is not a kosher. Here the shir is a groigres, a dry fig. But he roasted that amount of meat, the amount of meat that is the size of a dried fig. So he's chayiv. So that's he roasted meat that sheer greigus is chayiv. But filu a greigus ain't the b'mokim echon. And filu you have this piece of meat, so it's not. There were chalokim of the meat that got roasted. The chalokim did not get roasted. But altogether, we will malak it from the chelke habosel that can roast it, a shin regris. Almis chayiv, almis lakim bishnayim bishloishim akrimis gam ke chayiv. Number one. Va'afilu im lo yoyo tliyo demura. Afilu, it wasn't completely roasted. Rake machol ben drusoy. Machol ben drusoy means that it's shlish bishuloi or chatsi bishuloi, it's either a third or halfway roasted, gam kechayir. That means in hilchus bishul and hilchus shlim, as long as it made it edible, b'shas adchak, and that's machol ben drusoy, so ishayir, that's called, he was atzoyla, or mevashul. Ella the Brazé is a unique halacha by this. She ain't not flea or gemul. It's not completely roasted. Sorry, in order to be high, we see a bosom solely mishnei had sodim shall a bosom datke. You need that both sides of the meat should be roasted. Vimlav butter, but if only one side is roasted. So here we have tartilere yuse. It's not completely roasted. It's only kemacho ben rosoi. In the other side of the chatiche is so raw, so it's butter. Ken gosam arambam shom balochei. V'chozer linyachatos avol isure yesh b'chol gavni. V'chima shekosav arambam mitchilo linyin sliya hashir groigres, that you have to roast the size of a dried steak, or gam kenak linyachiv chatos. Avol isure deraisa yesh b'chol gavni, k'de kaimon hatsishir osam minatayr. Fine. So now we had Amavashul, so we went through the different Oifanim of Bishul. Bishabis. V'chol sheyesh sofek plukte bozev. Now, if there is a sofek, there's a machloikis, is this called Bishul or not? There's a machloikis, a rishainim. Is it called Bishul? Is it not called Bishul? I have a bechlal bishul oilav. Oi bishal melochis ki hai gavne. Or other melochis. There's a machloikis. Is it muta? Is it also? Let's say there's a machloikis. If you have something that was cooked in machu ben rosoi. So, this was before Shabbos. Now, in Shabbos, I finish it off. So there's a machloikis of Yishayinim, is he high about from a vassal? Others say, it's cooked already. Yeah, it's cooked. It's, but that's called a mishul. So it's cooked. Ain't mishul ach a mishul. It's cooked already. And others say, no, it was before, that was an inferior mishul name making. A superior bishul. This is a machloikis. So now, fine. So you ask ye that you're allowed to do it. Chas v'sholom. It's a machloikis of Hashem. It's a machloikis if it tells me not to tell you or not. Fine. That's the din. He did it. Now did we cancel him? So now the shail of knas is a shail of the rabbonon. I mean, he canceled him. The knas is at the rabbonon. Was he mechal or Shabbos? Yes or no? Now in the knas, it's a sofek de rabbonon. To do what he did was a sofek de raisa. Fine, but now is he allowed to eat the meat? Now he did it. So this is a sofek de rabbonon, or by other malachis. So now he says, V'choyl shiyas sofek lukta b'zeh, i'ave b'chlal b'shul ilam. But nishal malachis ki agam. Now we said if a person did any malachim, so there was b'mezin that's also l'ilam. Ain't less of b'di'evet. B'di'evet, he did it already. So now there's a new sofek, there's a sofek. Is this also midarabonon? Yes or no? It's only also midarabonon. So we'll say sofek darabonon l'kula. Right. Achas mishal melochis. Ve'im mihi meloche de rabbonon. Now this is very wichtig to know. What if there was a meloche de rabbonon? Did they cancel? What is the din? Amazing. Shogi. I'm a bit agro. Sheherich lechir de lekule almem. Imosa oise bishoigik en lesser be di ebed lehones mimeno. So the going paskin and he brings a chayodam and mir alochem. The person did a chilul Shabbos bishoigik. And it was a meloche de rabbona. You're not allowed to do this. He did it bishoigik. Is it also now? Is it also? So he says, the goyin paskind, that is mutter. ומן יש חשביינס, תלס ונק דוון כדי חשביינס, תגויים פסקן את סמוטר, ונחיות המוסו פסקן את סמוטר. And usually brings down someone salted a radish in Shabbos, and the Chofetz Chaim did not want to eat the radish. Now, you're not allowed to salt the radish. It's midrabbonin, it's also, it's near a kemabed, it sweats. Ah, it's also midrabbonin. Fine. Again, he didn't know. He did it. So now you're allowed to eat the radish. So it brings down that the Chofetz Chaim did not eat the radish. So the choice of Shulchan says, no, that was mitoich chasidusoi of the Chofetz Chaim. But meikar adin, here he paskind, he doesn't have to learn all the Mishnah Berurah and be neigel all the clues of the Mishnah Berurah. He said, the Mishnah Berurah was written for Klal Yisrael. Among Kaponim, he was Mahmud personally. But Al Kaponim, Lalochi Paskin, which is Moyadik, Negea to know that if a person was Machalo Shabbos Bishoygi Kenaisa, the Rabbonon, so one can derive benefits from the Malachi. Now, also Loilom, ולאחרים מותר למצוא אישה בסמיית. Yeah. Now we said that במזד לא סלוי למלונס ויש מלוכה בקנסו רבונם. ומכל מוקים מותר ללוהונס מדומה של המלוכה. That means they only answered the עצם. He's not permitted to derive benefit from the machu. That means he cooked the roast, he's not allowed to eat it. That they asked, but he's allowed to sell it to someone else. And then someone's allowed to eat it, made soy Shabbos. Mutalei lo honis midomer shol malochem. Kosov amogin avrom b'shem harashbo. The gam akidero shebishol bo b'shabes amirdik alochem asur loy lavasho bo mimnei shibolua midovo ha'oso loy. That means amirdik azach, if a ruvon cooked something b'mezid, so this tavshul is all, he's not, let's say, it's macholas asuris. He's not allowed to eat this tavshul. He finished, forget about it. He's not allowed to eat it. So the pot has a blea of a machol also for him. For him it's also. For someone else made soy Shabbos will be mutter the pot, because just like the machol is mutter for someone else made soy Shabbos, so the pot is also mutter. The pot isn't rochera mochomo than the and the dos, but for him, neishi belua midovo ha'osoloi. God in Dusha, he brings down Shaila. Someone had a hot water urn, and the water was all cooked out, and he was afraid the urn is going to break. And being the Sayin, they put in some water in the urn. Didn't break. But he was Mavashal Bemezid. So now Rav Shlomo Zalman says, your urn is not broken, but you can't use the urn anymore because you were Mavashal Bemezid with this urn. So the urn got a blia of Asadika water. So Mamela, you're not allowed to. You can use it for cold water if you want. Lachay, you can cash it. Lachay, you can cash it. You have to take out the blia. But the vial that has a blia of Mayim Asunim. Vidavke amavashal lebori. Amol amavashal lechaylim. Terasak days. If you allow to cook to Zachely Shesh by Sakonis, so then the Gdeir is Mutta. Mutta le meitsois Shabbos miyad, but Philo Mishin is Mashal Mishvile. That means that Philo Ruven bemazed cooked for Shimon. So Shimon is allowed to eat and make soy Shabbos. Slavina lahamtem bechdei sheyasu. El b'mloch ha-nasus ha-dein Yehudi b'shvul yisof a-goy. Did a maloche for a yid. So then the din is that the goy is not, then the yid is not allowed to derive benefit till the time span will last that it took to make this macho. That's after by a goy. But by a yid, it's mutter right away made soy Shabbos. So what is the difference? Tlabin alam to mechdeshias album lohanasis a day in Yehudi Bishul Yisom Mishum the Kalbain of Yisad Amir Levit Gilulik. Because this is a green case of Yabilashes came from a house today, she muchalab made so Shabbos miyad. So therefore, by a goy, they said, listen, Rabbi, you won't gain anything from that when you told the goy to cook it in Shabbos. You have to wait another 2 hours so you can eat it. Avodovo shenase de Yisrael be a daimadi like Lamechis, de deze shenatul made so Shabbos miyad, Yavi from a heres, loimali Yisrael of Ashley be Shabbos be. That means, he told the Yid to do it, but this will not be a steady anhog by him. The boy say Yisrael, Yishma loy, or tell the Yid, which Yid will listen to him. The Nodom Chayt, they will like. And then, Im hoya be maitsoi Shabbos yontif, afilo bishul beheta, kibren shabishul bishabbos lechoyle. That means that there was a chayla sheyesh bei sakone. There was a chiyuv, a mitzvah to cook for this chayla, and there was it's a macholeta. It was left over. Sunday is yontif. You're not allowed to eat it on yontif. Mikol mokim osel lebori gam biyontif rishin dein Shabbos meichen liyontif. There's a cloud that something that was prepared in Shabbos. One is not permitted to eat in Yom Tov. Fine. In this all of the Shabbos, Oisoi Dovo Shenispasho B'mezid Ba'acherem. Now, let us just appreciate this Shaila. This Adin of Bittul Baroiv. Bittul Baroiv means that if you have a Taruvis, and so it's Adin Bittul Baroiv. If it's nice and tam, it's bittul b'shishim. Okay, so let us talk about Reuven cooked in Shabbos a potato. He cooked in Shabbos a potato, and it got mixed up, let's make it, with 60 cooked potatoes. So now I have a pot, 61 potatoes. Which potato was cooked in Shabbos? Which potato was cooked before Shabbos? I don't know. So halachically, so there's a cloud. It's not worse than the osadiki potato, which is bottle b'shishim. It's bottle. That's an in. It's an in middle. Fine. But now there is. This is very interesting. There is a klal, adovo sheyesh le'matirim does not become bottle. That's something which now is also. Tonight it will become mutter, so that doesn't become bottle. So fine. So now let us talk about acherim and the mavasho. Reuven cooked a potato in Shabbos, and this potato got mixed up with 60 potatoes. Fine. So now there's 61 potatoes. So will Claire Ashaila, will there be a din of bittul for someone else to eat the potatoes? I'm sorry. Tonight it's mutter for you. Today, there's a klal, a dovo sheyesh le'matirim does not become bottle. So mamela, everyone else is not allowed to eat the potatoes. In Shabbos, some say mutter for them. In Shabbos, it's also for them. But what about this shegitz who cooked it, the mezid? So he's going to say, listen, By me, it's not a double shift like my cousin. For me, it's always us, huh? But Baruch Hashem, it became bottle, b'shishim, so now it's bottle, it's in a bottle. So I should be allowed to eat it in Shabbos. That's the Shaila. So you have to understand the Shaila. For the Achayim, it's a double shift like material. For he himself, it's not a double shift like material. And the Shaila is for him, it's not for the Achayim. Now, so let's see. We need to add in the Shabbos. I say double shift is Marshall, amazing. The Achayim, the God, this battle, and other potatoes. The Achayim, the Achayim, the Einem is battle, but also like Bishabes Lohanis Mise. That means since Legabi them, there's no Din Bito, because Legabi them, it's a Dover Sheyesh Le Matirim, the Kivu Mitzoy Shabbos Yemuta Lechem, Mikri Dover Sheyesh Le Matirim, the Einem Bottle of Philip Be'elov, so Philip him, it's also not bottle. Even though Lechair, one should say, I'm a yichus, that it's, I mean, it's not a double shay, some material, no. Umashe kosum yiradeya, same simical grace, hapir se nitra, kamogin abram li yashvain. Bain bechavizashum shachoy lekol bechol zel, am bevashel ba'atzmai, for he himself is a shayla, other soul, these are latidid in Shabbos. But he was not a double shay, some material, then not a latidid, but by me, I know me, it's not a double shay, some material. It's called a double shes l'matirim. All the shogeg, shogak b'din, by shochach, calls a bechlal shogeg. So then shogeg is also loy lachayim to mitzoy Shabbos. Dam lachayim. Hini b'gmore pligi bin yishogeg omezid. Rameyim Reb Yudeh, B'das Shulchan Aruch, Das Reb Yudeh, Shkein Eskimo Harif V'Rambam Bagoinim. That Shogeg is also for everybody. V'Hagro Hiskin B'Biyuroi L'Shitas HaTosfos V'Siyatom, the Pasuk K'Ramei D'B'Meizid also Ben Loi Ben L'Acherim Ad Meitzoi Shabbos, V'Shogeg Mutar Gam Loi Miyad. Now there's a goyin that is saying, not like the Mechaber. The goyin says, if someone b'shogeg was Mechalo Shabbos, some middle of the goyin says, we pass can light Rameya, and it's muta loy alachayim miyad. U'bimokim ha-tsoyrech yeshlis moich al-zeh b'bishol b'shoigig. So we have here the Mishnah Berurah reflects his muscles, and he said as follows, if there's ha-tsoyrech, and it was done b'shoigig, you have, they cooked, the whole Shabbos, the meal was, the whole Shabbos was shogeg. Then they thought that the Shia was 7 o'clock, and it was 6 o'clock. They put on 7 o'clock. It was cooked in Shabbos, Mekitza, the shogeg. And you have 100 dinner guests, and that's the meal. Look to Mishnah Berurah. L'tzayrech, b'mokim ha-tzayrech, yeslis machazeh, b'bishol b'shoigik. There was a bishol b'shoigik, which can be same with on the going. They bring down a dish, or if you have, if you don't have a challenge, you have everything else to eat. That's not called for him, so his arm said, that's not called b'mokim ha-tzayrech. You have a Shabbos without its office. You have to be done, each case, b'zunda, what is called b'mokim ha-tzayrech.